thinking about northern. You're thinking like, you know, around New York and places like that.
Yeah, up in the east and, well, even in the central area, like Illinois and Ohio, and I guess that is in the central living, kind of, even those places.
You think you got that feeling more than they did, that you didn't really feel that strongly when you were in the area?
Well, I noticed, you know, see older people come down here when I was, you know, in high school and stuff, and I didn't dislike them, but on the other hand, I didn't want to be around them, you know, because I don't know, I always kind of was interested in the Civil War and everything and that kind of stuff, you know. But maybe where I don't really have a hatred for them, I just don't have any use for them, you know, because they just, to me, the ones I've been around, you know, they're just different than them. Than a Southerner. I mean, the way they think and everything, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, at least about, you know, having people make fun of the way you talk or something like that.
Yeah.
What would people call them? Liquor around here that's been made out in the woods of illegal whiskey.
Moonshine.
Any other name?
I've heard it called bootleg liquor.
Do you think, is moonshine fit to drink now?
Yeah, they say it's good liquor. I mean, if you like moonshine, I guess it has its own taste.
What about bootleg? Is that the same thing as moonshine?
Yeah, I believe it would be.
What would you call liquor that maybe it was illegal, or then again, maybe it was legal, but it was pretty bad.
Right, good. That's what I'd call it.
Do you use that for either legal or illegal whiskey?
No, I just use it for bad whiskey.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Cheap whiskey that's not any good.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the term slow?
No.
What about beer that's been made at home?
Homebrew.
Mm-hmm. Is that fit to drink, or?
I don't know. I never drank any.
Mm-hmm. Say something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell somebody, just...
It smells good.
Uh-huh. And would you just... What's that?
Yeah, I might kind of whiff the air.
Uh-huh.
And say it smells good.
Did you ask someone to smell it or smell off it?
I don't get you.
Would you say, just smell that or just smell off that?
Just smell that.
Uh-huh. Say if you say this isn't imitation maple syrup, this is
genuine.
And when sugar was sold, or say if you were buying something and you were buying it wholesale, you'd say you were buying it in.
If you bought something wholesale,
mm-hmm. You're buying it in large quantities, you'd say you're buying it in
bulk.
Okay. And a sweet spread that you could put on toast in the morning would be
jelly or jam.
Okay. And something you could season food with would be
salt and pepper.
And say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Can I have an apple?
Okay. Or he may just point to it and say, Give
me the apple.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives
over there.
Okay. What about yonder? How do you use that?
I might say he lives over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on how I felt or whatever came into my mind.
Mm-hmm. You tell someone, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
And?
No, I'd say do it like this if I was going to show them.
Mm-hmm. Say if you don't have any money at all. Say you're not rich, you're
poor.
And he says, the man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man
who's poor.